There is a very big story today that we must discuss.
Okay.
Have you seen this whole thing going on with Rudy Giuliani?
No.
Oh, you're going to love this one. So, okay. So you know how Borat comes out this week? The Borat 2?
Hello.
Right.
The new version of it. So the whole idea with Borat is he does this sort of like guerrilla filming where he goes places and he cons people and he gets it all on camera and then...
Oh la la.
You know, he pretends to be this character, but then he's really, you know, Sacha Baron Cohen as the actor, and then it ends up on film. So there's a girl playing his daughter, and in the movie, she's supposed to be 15.
Nice. Okay.
So she somehow gets an interview with Rudy Giuliani and says that she's a journalist from some fictitious paper, but because she's young and hot, he's willing to do the interview.
Mm-hmm.
So they do this alleged interview, right? This fake conservative news program that she's part of. Once they're done, so she suggests that they go for a drink to the bedroom of the hotel suite where she's interviewing him. The bedroom is rigged with concealed cameras.
Yes.
She removes his microphone, and at one point, he can be seen laying on the bed with his hands in his pants.
Sexy time.
Reaching into his pants, and he pulled out his shirt at this point.
Sexy time explosion.
And when they realize that he's about to, you know,
no. Like
really reveal something, Borat runs in and says, she's 15, she's too old for you.
It's very nice to meet you.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, so Giuliani was doing an interview, and he was asked about this a little while ago, and they said, did you do anything inappropriate in the movie? Because we've heard some rumors. He's like, I don't think so. No, I don't remember anything inappropriate happening. No, it was fine.
I made a sexy time with my mother-in-law.
So today, this story breaks, and this actor, Josh Gad, do you know who he is?
No.
No.
So Josh Gad is the actor who plays Olaf in Frozen.
Oh, yeah.
He had seen Borat, too. He saw this movie. And after the story broke, he tweets, I can now safely tell you, Rudy Giuliani is over in a very big way. It's worse than you think and more uncomfortable than anything I've ever seen in a recent film, documentary, or otherwise.
Sexy time.
Okay, so he tweets that after this story breaks about Giuliani.
High five.
So a few minutes ago, Giuliani tweeted, the Borat video is a complete fabrication. I was tucking in my shirt after taking off the recording equipment, and no time before, during, or after the interview was I ever inappropriate. If Sacha Baron Cohen implies otherwise, he is a stone-cold liar.
High five.
So Josh Gad is like, I'm not letting this thing go. So then he tweets at Giuliani and says, I've worn hundreds of mics in my life. None of them were ever near my junk, where it requires me to lie on a bed in front of a young female to get the pack out. Your own daughter thinks you're a scumbag.
And Giuliani had to sign something that said, yes, you can have this.
High five.
Yeah, I think that he didn't realize what was going on. You know, so the narrative now is that Giuliani was drunk at the time and he didn't realize what was happening because he was drunk and he signed it because he was drunk. We don't really know the story. We won't know until we see the movie, which is out on Friday. So, of course, now I was going to watch it anyway, but now I'm going to watch it the minute it drops, like Thursday night at midnight. I will be sitting in front of my television.
I have had a gonorrhea many times.